From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. President Obama is calling for new incentives to help Americans find new ways to use energy efficiently. He visited a home product supply store in Northern Virginia today where he said adding energy-efficient homes will save money in the long run.
Most of this stuff is going to pay for itself. You put in the insulation, you weatherize your home now, you will make up that money in a year or 2 years or 3 years. And then everything after that is just gravy. But the challenge for a lot of people is getting that money up front.
Mr. Obama has proposed home retrofitting incentives as part of legislation that would create jobs. After a temporary walkout yesterday, African negotiators at the International Climate Change Summit in Copenhagen remain determined to strike a deal along the lines of the Kyoto Protocol. That agreement puts the burden of cutting greenhouse gas emissions on rich countries. NPR's Ophabia Quist-Arkton reports.
With the clock ticking, negotiations continued through the night in Copenhagen after a five-hour boycott by developing world delegates Monday. Kenyan negotiator Grace Akumu said the continent's interests were being sidelined and that the industrialized world was ganging up against poorer nations.
Africa and G77 and China agreed that we cannot accept that only one track be discussed and negotiated, which favors the interest of developed countries at the expense of developing countries.
Some called the walkout tactical theatrics and brinkmanship. The Africans say it was a matter of principle and substance, and that the main issue remains unresolved. Who is responsible for global warming, and who will pay the price? Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Dakar.
A former Israeli government official canceled a trip to Britain after a warrant was issued for her arrest. Larry Miller has more from London.
The Israeli government confirmed that a London court issued an arrest warrant for former Foreign Minister Zippy Livni. According to Livni's office, she canceled a visit to Britain for reasons unconnected to any legal action. The warrant was dropped when she did not arrive. Westminster Magistrates Court issued the warrant at the request of lawyers acting for Palestinians in Gaza. Some human rights groups accuse Israel of war crimes during its Gaza offensive. Livni supported the Israeli action. The British Foreign Office said it's looking urgently at the implications of the case, insisting that Israel's leaders need to be able to come to the UK for talks with the British government. Israel's foreign ministry urged Britain to ban such legal threats. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 18 points at 10,483. The Nasdaq is up a point. It's at 2213. The S&P 500 is down 2 at 1112. This is NPR. The governors of Alabama, Georgia, and Florida are meeting to start yet another effort to try to resolve the long-running tri-state water dispute. The three states are trying to find a way to share water in a common river basin. Alabama Public Radio's Brett Tannehill reports.
For more than a decade, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia have tried and failed to find a way to share water in the Apalachicola-Chattahoochee-Flint River Basin. But now Georgia is under a federal court order to resolve the issue within 3 years. That ruling says Georgia has been illegally supplying Metro Atlanta with drinking water drawn from Lake Lanier, a federal reservoir that sits at the top of the ACF Basin. Lake Lanier may be the headwaters, but it's only one piece of a complex puzzle of inflows and tributaries that affect water levels, levels that are critical to downstream interests in Alabama and Florida. Alabama Governor Bob Riley says building new reservoirs along the basin could be part of the solution. Governors from the three states will gather in Montgomery to launch the latest round of negotiations. For NPR News, I'm Brett Tannehill in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
At least 20 people are dead in Pakistan following a large bombing in the city of Dera Ghazi Khan. An enormous bomb went off in a market, cutting people down and collapsing buildings. The attack also occurred outside the home of a leading politician who belongs to one of Pakistan's main opposition parties. The lawmaker was not home at the time of the attack. A Rome hospital says Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi will go home tomorrow. The Italian leader is recovering from an attack by a mentally ill man who threw a sharp figurine into Berlusconi's face, cutting him. His doctors say he is in pain but recovering. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.